I'm reading from Luke 1, 46 through 55. And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked on the humble state of his servant. For behold, from now on, all generations will call me blessed.
And his mercy is for those who fear him, in generation to generation. He shows strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their heart.
He has brought down the mighty from their thrones and exalted those of humble estate. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his offspring forever."
That's the song of Mary.
First chapter of Luke. It's one of the very early hymns, and it is called the Song of Mary. Another word for it is Magnificat, which is Latin, and it means to magnify, which comes from, if you have this scripture on your page there, it comes from the first line of Mary's song, where she says, "My soul magnifies the Lord." So we want to talk about the Magnificat today and what it means to magnify the Lord. So there are two ways you can magnify something, right? The first one is kind of like a telescope. A telescope, you're looking at something that's really big out in the universe, out in the sky, way out there in the celestial heavens, right? You're looking at something there, and the telescope actually helps you see the planet or star or comet the way it actually is, right? I mean, we can look at the moon. We can see the moon with our eyes. You can see little twinkling stars and planets. But with the telescope, you can see details of that planet or that star or that comet. You with me? Everybody go like this. Telescope. Do that. All right. There's another way you can magnify something, and that is you take something small and you make it larger. Like with a magnifying glass. Now, I know some of us have bifocals, right? And we're already magnifying. They're trying to magnify something that is small to make it bigger than it really is. Now, which way is Mary magnifying the Lord? Is she using a microscope to see something small and make it bigger than it really is? Or is she using a telescope to look at something huge and make it appear more like the size it actually is? Which is it? It's a telescope. Mary is magnifying the Lord like a telescope. And that's what we want to do with our lives. We want to do it today as we gather together. We want to be a telescope and just show the details and tell of the details about who God is and all he has done. Let's look at Mary's song real quick. So I want you to notice, first thing, besides that magnifying part, is that she magnifies God with her whole self. When she says, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior," what she's saying is, all of me, my essential being, my soul, my spirit, magnifies the Lord. How many of us can say that about ourselves? Who we are, the essence of who we are, is magnifying the Lord. That's really what Christians are called to do. Are y'all with me? You tracking with me? Y'all have turkey hangover, don't you? I'm looking. I see glazed eyes, just kind of. Was it the trip? What is it? Tryptophan? What's the drug in the turkey? Tryptophan? Yeah, all right. I'm going to have to do some circles or get up and run around circles or something. My whole self. Mary says, "My soul magnifies the Lord, my spirit rejoices." That is exactly how we are supposed to be as Christians. That our innermost being, which represents all that we are, is called to magnify the Lord and to rejoice in God. Why does Mary magnify the Lord? If you look through there, you'll see that she magnifies God for who he is. She calls him Lord, God, Savior. She says, the one who is mighty. She says, holy is his name. That's enough right there. That's enough for us to magnify the Lord simply because of who he is. He is holy. He is our God, our Savior. He is our Lord. If that's the only reason you have to magnify God, that's a great reason to magnify the Lord in how you live. Another thing we notice is we magnify the Lord because of what he's done. And Mary says, the Lord saw me. The Lord looked at me. The Lord noticed me. What verse is that? 48 and 49, right? Mary, in her low, humble estate, is seen by God. That's huge. That the God of the universe takes notice of a young, poor teenage girl who has nothing going on that would elevate her to any status at all. And we can take joy in that, and we can magnify the Lord because guess what? He's done the same thing to you. He's done the same thing to me. He's taken me in my lowly, humble estate that has very little to offer, and he's taken you, and he's set you up on a pedestal as his child. So we magnify the Lord for who he is. He's Lord, he's God, he's Savior. We magnify the Lord for what he has done in me and in you. And we magnify the Lord, again, according to Mary's song, for what he has done in the past, for his steadfast love and mercy, his faithfulness that never ends. And we see that in verses 48, 50. Look there. You see that his mercy lasts from how long? In verse 51. Generation to generation. He is a faithful God. His mercy is never ending. Yet he keeps going and going and going. In verses 51 through 54, we see that God uses his strength to help the poor, the hungry, and those who are humble. Humble circumstances. God has done this, and God has done that to Israel, and Mary is rejoicing because all that God has done for his faithfulness to Israel and to the poor and to the hungry and to the humble. Three reasons why we can magnify God today with our telescope: because of who he is, because of what he's done in me and you, and because what he's done in the past. And we can celebrate as we read Israel's story, because we are grafted into that story. We are Israel. We are part of Israel. And so we can celebrate all the mighty deeds God did with his outstretched arm. But we can also celebrate things that God has done in his faithfulness in our lives that we had nothing to do with. I had nothing to do with the family I was born into. Nothing. I had nothing to do with which country I was born into and at what time. Had nothing to do with that. I had nothing to do with my parents and their parents and how they lived godly lives and brought me up. I had nothing to do with that. It is all by the grace of God that I'm standing here today talking to you as your minister. It is nothing I've done. And you know, I'm not saying I have my act together. I mean, we're honest and open about that. I'm still messed up. But what has God done for you that you had zero input on? When you look back at your parents and your grandparents, when you look back at circumstances when you were a child, you had nothing to do, you had no ability to do anything different. It was all done for you. That is grace. And if you say, I haven't really experienced that. I had a rough childhood. Maybe you were abused as a child. Maybe your parents were terrible parents. And maybe you say, I have not experienced that. I think you have. Because even if you had a rotten childhood and rotten parents, you're sitting here today. You're not in jail. You're not on drugs. You're not sleeping in. You are here in the house of the Lord worshiping. It is by grace that you are here. So every one of us has a reason, or two, or three, or 100, to magnify the Lord for who he is and for what he's done in our lives. You and I are called to be telescopes. Mary was a telescope in this song when she magnifies God, when she brings out the details of who God is and what God has done. And you and I are called to be telescopes too. We're going to follow Mary's example today. We're going to sing her song, Magnificat. Of course, these are not the actual notes she sang, but this is a rendition done by a friend of mine, Randy Gill. We're going to sing that, and then we're going to open up these four microphones. These four microphones are going to be telescopes this morning, okay? Use the microphones as telescopes to focus in on the details of a huge God. We want to make God and his hugeness come into more detail today as we give witness and testimony to who he is and what he's done in our lives and what he's done even before we were born. And we want to hear from anybody and everybody who wants to share this morning. So after this song, we're going to open up a time of testimony. We ask you just go to a microphone and try to stay pretty close to the microphone so we can all hear what you have to say. Don't be shy about hearing yourself coming through the speakers. Let's be telescopes. Let's bring into detail a huge God. Huge God. Let's look at some of those details in detail this morning.